Stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
You know, the scam that irks me the most with all these scams that go around on email, you can get the scam where you've inherited millions from some prince that was died in a plane crash. Mm-hmm. You can get all of those. Yeah. And those are opportunistic ones. You either take the bait or you don't. But there's the ones that this irks me the most is the love scam. You've heard of the love scam?
No.
That is...
I mean, love and scam, not two words we want to go together.
A friend of mine was deeply involved in a love scam and they didn't know. It was so plausible. And they work, there's various sort of versions of this. So the one that my friend was involved in, this guy, he's a military contractor working in Afghanistan. It's about to come to an end. Mm. It's funny, he's like the general of the army. Mm. It's first clue, it's a lie. Mm-hmm. He can't go back to America because of how he's perceived as a war veteran. It's all nonsense. Mm-hmm. He wants to come to South Africa.
Whole story.
Yeah, so that's his bait to this, to South Africa. And he's like, yeah, man, I've seen your picture. And so the conversation starts. Mm. And then they get sucked in. Now, this particular one, this lady sends me this, says, so this guy has been in consultation with him, with her. Mm-hmm. He lives in Sweden. He's working out there on an oil rig. He is loaded. Mm-hmm. Loaded. Mm,
they always are, hey?
Up the yin-yang. Rich. It's like, I've got so much money, I need somebody to help me spend it. Mm-hmm. You in?
Mm. Let's go, honey. Yeah. Let's see the world.
And the thing is, the emails come back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And the guy, like, professes his love.
Yeah.
Like, you the... We were just meant to be, you're the most perfect human being.
You're
I love
world.
You. They even throw the L word around. Mm. I love you. I love you. I want you to have my babies. Mm. They go that far. Mm. And then where does the scam come in? He's always like coming next week to South Africa. But he never comes. Mm. There's always an excuse. Oh, oil rig blew up. Oh, I got sick. I got COVID. Mm. Got to wait another 14 days. Oh. But here's the kick. I've got all this money. But I can't access it now.
Yes. The money is never accessible now.
I just need like 10,000 rand quickly, you know. Mm. Oh, sure, my love.
Mm. What's 10,000 rand when we have all of this wealth?
Exactly. It's just for the meantime. Give 10 grand. Mm. Story goes on.
And I'm sure it starts with small amounts, you know. Amounts.
People have transferred their entire savings to these ghosts. They have sold their houses because they think and at the point where the saddest part of this is they're not even as hung up about the money. Mm-hmm. They're hung up about the love that they have for this person, that they've fallen head over heels, the person they've never met.
Yeah. Mm. Let's get my person home, or rather to me.
This is my husband. And mm-hmm. these are all lonely hearts. Mm. Lonely hearts have gone through 2 or 3 marriages already. Mm. They've had a bunch of bad dudes. Mm-hmm. They're just looking for a good dude, and they think they've found it, but they haven't. Mm. So I've got this guy's details, and I'm going to call him as, because they're involved with many women all at mm-hmm. once. I'm going to be the worst psycho girlfriend ever.
Mm. What's your name?
You'll find out.
Go get him, lady.
The worst psycho. Let's deal with it.
Hello.
Hello. Larson.
Yeah, who's this?
It's Camilla.
Mm.
Oh.
So how are you, baby?
Okay, your sound is so strange.
How's work going?
Everything is going well. Just doing my work.
You still out at sea?
No, I'm still on the sea. Today's my birthday, so I'm not working today.
What part of Sweden are you from, Larson?
I'm from Malmo.
When are you coming to visit me, Larson?
When I'm done with my contract.
When is that?
I'll be done on the 22nd.
22nd of this month?
Yes.
Okay, and then you're coming to visit me in South Africa?
Yes.
You've been sending me messages. You said to me you care about me with all your heart and you think about me all the time. When you're out at sea?
I said when you're out of work, you give me a call.
Okay,
I don't like someone calling me with a private number.
But why not?
No, I don't like someone calling me with a private number. When you're out of work, you give me a call.
But I thought we were lovers, Larson. You said you loved me.
Sure, Larson.
Didn't last long.
Hello.
Hello. Are you breaking up with me, Larson?
What is wrong?
I haven't heard from you for a while, so I was just a bit worried. Is there someone else? Are you seeing someone else, Larson?
I am not seeing someone else. I just want to be done with my work.
You said to me that I'm the only one in your life. You told me that you loved me, Larson.
Hello?
Larson, it's been 5 minutes since you last texted me. Are you breaking up with me?
You're acting strange. Let me tell you something, okay?
Larson, the last time we spoke, I recorded your breathing and I've made it my ringtone.
Send me an email.
You don't put your phone down on your wife. I'm your wife. Larson, let me tell you, my house is like a candle. Because if you forget about me, I will burn your house to the ground. Okay?
You are acting so funny, my dear. What are you trying to do?
Larson, I wish I could cut a hole in you and live inside your stomach.
Oh.
So we would never have to be apart.
I told you to send me an email. Send me an email.
On a scale of 9 to 10, 9 not being an option, how much do you love me?
You said what?
My ex-boyfriend left me because I used to poke holes in the condoms.
My gosh.
Hello.
Hello, Larson. Talk to me, my husband. Can you do me a favor? I don't care if she's your sister. I don't want you posting pictures on Facebook with any other woman.
Don't try to pull fun against me. What the fuck is this?
Larson, you shouldn't wear seatbelts anymore. Only I can hug you.
Welcome to voicemail. Oh. Why don't you leave a voice or fax message after the tone?
Larson! Just because you broke up with me doesn't mean that I broke up with you.
What the f***? Okay,
it's
my line. I don't know you.
It's, I miss you, Larson. I miss you, baby. You haven't sent me a text message for 5 minutes.
Last warning. Stop calling me. Stop calling me. Okay. Last warning. Stop calling me. Who is this?
Larson, I just shaved my head so we can spoon without my hair getting in your face.
Okay, I'm not calling some private number anymore. Hello?
I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant, Larson.
What are you talking about? You're fucking rubbish. You're fucking rubbish. I said you're rubbish. I could slap you. Sorry, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling. I don't need you again. Thank you. Don't put me in problem.
Oh man.
I almost felt sorry for Larson and then I had to remember he's a scammer.
When a scammer runs from a psycho woman, you know that woman's crackers. Hey?
How is the scammer getting tired when he started this entire thing? You have no right to get angry.
I think that's a win.
100%.
It's a win for the ladies.